I'll let her introduce herself if you pronounce her name correctly. From Texas A&M University.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sri Lakshmi Telgamsetty. I'm a graduate student from Texas A&M Kingsville. And today I'll be presenting a little bit about my project that's been going on for a year now. It's the improved irrigation management practices for water conservation and plant growth in citrus. So to introduce the project, we are from the South Texas area of the South Texas area, which is located very near to the Rio Grande Valley. And Texas citrus production is important because it's one of the third largest states that produces citrus after Florida and California. So we are bringing in about $6.5 million to the economy annually. And within the Texas, the three major producing counties are the Cameron County, Hidalgo County, and the Willacy County. As you can see, they are very nearly located to the Rio Grande Valley River, which is the main source of irrigation there. And citrus production is not very smooth or very convenient right there because we are facing some problems right now, which include the drought, the recent drought that we had with the Rio Grande River, the heavy clay soils, weeds, pests, and diseases, and also the semi-arid tropic with high climate or high temperatures makes it difficult to maintain the adequate soil moisture that the citrus plant requires. So what are we currently following? Our current irrigation techniques is the flood irrigation. As you can see that it's crazy how much amount of water we put out there in the field every time we irrigate the trees. And even though it's a traditional way of irrigating the citrus, and it's the most common way of irrigating citrus, it's not efficient all the time because it leads to higher evaporation rates, fertilizer runoff, leaching, and lower water use efficiency. So what are the alternate methods that we have to follow or we have to come up with? Recently, there have been a lot of microjet sprinkler and drip irrigation that growers are coming up with, but there are some backdrops because it's expensive to install them, and also most of the growers doesn't have the opportunity to have or build the holding ponds for them. So there is another way to do this is by border flood. And within the border flood, we came up with planting the trees on the elevated burns so that the trees, the plants are located on the top of the burns and the furrows are irrigated. And the other way is using the channel border flood or the channel furrow irrigated flood. And within this, the trees are again planted on the top of the raised bed and the furrows are irrigated. This helps in reducing the amount of water we put out there, and also it reduces the time of irrigation, it reduces the fertilizer runoff, chemical runoff, and also it increases the water use efficiency. And to look at the different irrigation strategies I just went through, you can have like a brief picture right there where you can see the dramatic decrease in the amount of water we put from the flood irrigation to the narrow border to the channel furrow flood. And to go more into this, Dr. Nelson will be presenting tomorrow to show you the actual decrease and in the amount of water we put on the time that requires to irrigate the fields. After coming up with the alternative ways to irrigate, we had to come up with a sustainable management practice that keep the soil moisture within the soil and reduce evaporation losses and reduce the pests and diseases along with the weeds. So we come up with a technique to use, which is the plastic mesh cover that is usually followed in vegetable growth or vegetable cultivation. And why we chose the ground cover? It all started as a management practice to control the citrus root weevil, Diapropis, where it helped to break the life cycle of the weevil, and like it prevented the larvae from entering and exiting from the soil. But the growers observed that while practicing this, the citrus production was improved, the growth of the citrus was improved, and there was an increased water use efficiency. So our objectives are to study the effects of these raised bed irrigation methods along with the ground cover and see if it can affect the overall plant growth, the soil moisture content, and the yield eventually. So my experimental plot is actually located in one of our growers' plots. And we started off with a two-year-old Valencia orange trees. And we have four different treatments right now, which are raised bed with ground cover, raised bed with no ground cover, flat bed with ground cover, and flat bed without ground cover, which is our traditional flood irrigation, or my control, to be honest. And within each treatment, I have four rows, and we selected 10 trees from each row. So I have 40 trees per treatment and 160 trees in total. So every month, here is a brief picture of how my different treatments look like. The first one will be the flatbed with cover, where the trees are planted directly on the land, and then the furrows are irrigated. And then with raised bed cover, we elevate the buns, and the trees were planted on the top of the buns, and the furrows are irrigated again. The same thing, but without the ground cover for the rest of the treatments. And my monthly measurements, we go out in the field and we take the tree height, trunk diameter, and recently we started doing the circumference of the trees. And we also have the soil moisture sensors installed out there at two different depths, which is at 6 inches and 8 inches. 18 inches, sorry. And that's a mistake, sorry. But we are also actually having problems with recording the soil moisture data just because the sensors were not effective in logging our data. And we had a raccoon problem too because this field is situated out and then the sensors weren't working properly. So we had some issues with the sensors. And coming to my results, we saw that the tree trunk diameter and the height increased over time. But to see our trees, we didn't begin them with a uniform size. So we saw that the flatbed with cover had higher trunk density compared to the other treatments, but it also began as thick, like the trunk diameter was more to begin with once we started this experiment. But we saw that over time, the raised bed with no cover has actually showed significant increase in the trunk diameter. And coming to the tree height, we saw the same thing with the flatbed cover. They started as the taller trees, and they had been the taller trees till now. But we saw that the raised bed with covers, which is our treatment that we are testing right now, that showed a significant increase in the tree height. As you see, there are a couple of dips in the tree height just because the grower was trimming them very often. And that might be a small problem for us in taking the data because we didn't see a lot of significance in what we wanted to see. And then, so since we didn't started with the same height trees or the same width of the trunk, we started doing the relative growth rate on trunk diameter and the tree heights. We saw that the flatbed cover, which was having higher tree heights and higher trunk diameters, is actually not growing faster, maybe just because it started off as bigger trees. But we did see a significant increase or a significantly higher growth rate in rest of the three different treatments. When we didn't see any significant differences with the tree height. Coming to the soil moisture data, this is where we were thrown off because our sensors were not accurate or were not recording the data accurately. But you can see that the raised bed treatments are actually working, and at 6 inches of depth, we had higher soil moisture with the raised bed cover treatments. But the rest of the treatments were not as high as the raised bed treatments, but you can see that there was a trend with different treatments. At 6 inches, the flatbed with cover again had higher soil moisture, followed by the flatbed with no ground cover, and then followed by the raised bed, no covers. And at 18 inches of depth, comparatively, you can see that there is a dramatic reduction in the soil moisture. And again, the raised bed with ground cover had higher moisture, which was the point we wanted to see. Then moving on to the water conservation, we actually saw that there was approximately 3% of water savings in the combined irrigation data over 2 years with flatbed ground cover, and also there was at 6.4% increase in the water conservation during 2017. But we did have some problems while conducting this experiment, which was that our trees died initially during the establishment and they had to be replaced. And then one of our sensors was found to be faulty and that had to be replaced. And the overheat and drought conditions in the past 2 years, and there were hailstorm damages on the trees, so they had to be replaced again. And to conclude it, the establishment faced some challenges. There was tree death, there was hail, and there was that, and thereby there were some disparities in collecting the data. The overall tree height and the trunk diameter are greatest in the flatbed with ground cover treatment. However, the trunk diameter, the relative growth rate of the trunk diameter was lowest with the flatbeds with ground cover. And the soil moisture varied, but the raised bed treatment seems to have higher soil moisture compared to the flatbed or the traditional treatments. And we did saw a water savings with the ground cover treatments during 2017. So we'll keep continuing to do this project over the next year and keep recording the soil moisture data, maybe use different sensors this time so that we can see what is the effect of these treatments over time. And the future recommendations would be continuing to record the growth measurements. And also now we just started seeing that the circumference of the trees has been increased, and then we will continue to monitor the water savings. Those are my references. And I want to thank Texas Water Development Board for funding this project, and Jimmy Pollock, who is the grower out there, who is helping us to continue this project with his in his plots. And my advisor, Dr. Catherine Simpson, for helping me out with everything and bringing me out here to present this data. And Dr. Nelson for again funding the project and helping us find the funding. And Dr. Mamoru Setemu for his advices and input. Jorge Solorano, who helped me taking all the measurements every month, and my fellow grad students. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Actually, we have another project going on that is entirely based on the root growth with the same treatments. Actually, Dr. Catherine Simpson will be presenting that data tomorrow in another presentation. But yes, we did see that the raised bed with ground cover had a dramatic increase with the root growth. Yes, because flood irrigation, like the water is very cheap, so the growers would rather flood the fields rather than spending money in installing the drip irrigation systems and the sprinklers. But they don't observe that the drought is coming and there will be a shortage of water. But for now, the existence of Rio Grande River makes it easy for them to flood the fields.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.